just mainly talking about aftermarket accessories and, you know, between the quality of, you know, the radios that we use versus what the cheap Chinese companies have. And, you know, and just to wrap up on my Bofang issue with that microphone was brand spanking new when it launched. And just had a nice design to it, kind of like the Moto HTs are, their microphones. And introductory price, $15, tax, shipping, all that, came to about $20. And, of course, you have 30 days, and on the 36th day, I was even talking to you guys on it, and I remember talking to Dakota, and he says, you're cutting out. And it was the regular push-to-talk on the side. It had a toggle switch on the top for high-low volume, which you could barely tell if there was any high-low. That was the first sign. And then it has a second button that looks like an orange panic button that you'd see on top of an HT. That's a secondary PTT button to use. That button still works, but the rest of the microphone is shot. It's got a nice sound. People hear me talk on it. They say it sounds good. But as the time went by, and these people are writing back that it's junk, and everybody's got the same problem. The normal push-to-talk on the side fails, and the volume switch at the top doesn't do anything. And when you got like 30 people complaining about it, and I make copies of it, and I send it to Bofang, and I said, look, guys, you might have a design flaw here. And, I mean, again, $20, I'm not worried about $20, but, you know, you guys got to take a look at your stuff. And, nope, they wouldn't do anything for me, nothing at all. And I just said, okay, nope, I'm done with you. And that's part of the reason why I didn't get invested into a DM32.